Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic. Ever feel like you're running a marathon of self-criticism? You know, that inner voice constantly pointing out every flaw, every mistake, replaying embarrassing moments on repeat. Yeah, we've all been there. It's exhausting, right? But here's the good news, you don't have to be at war with yourself 24/7. Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of self-compassion and forgiveness, because let's face it, life throws enough curveballs without you piling on the negativity. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend stumbled and scraped their knee. What do you say? Wow, what a dumb move, you really messed that up. Nope. You probably say something comforting, like, hey, it's okay, everyone falls sometimes, let me help you clean that up. That's self-compassion, treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a loved one. Now, let's unpack 5 key takeaways to unlock the superpower. First, acknowledge your humanity. We are all flawed, imperfect beings. We make mistakes, we have bad days, we mess things up sometimes. It's part of the human experience. Embracing this reality is a huge step towards self-compassion. Remember at that time you totally bombed that presentation? Yeah, it sucked, but it doesn't define you. You learned from it, right? Second, challenge those inner critic voices. That relentless self-bashing? It's often just fear talking. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. But guess what? Those fears don't have to control you. The next time that critical voice pops up, ask yourself, is this really true, or would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then silence that voice. Third, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps us detach from those negative thought loops. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? This brings you back to the here and now, where self-compassion can truly flourish. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself like you treat someone you care about. Do things that bring you joy. Nourish your body with healthy food. Get enough sleep. All those little acts of self-care add up. And finally, forgive yourself. Holding on to past mistakes is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down and keeps you from moving forward. Let go of the guilt and shame, learn from the experience, and move on with grace. Think about that time you tripped and fell in front of everyone. We've all been there. You probably felt mortified, but did you let that one stumble ruin your entire day? Hopefully not. Because you laughed it off, dusted yourself off, and kept going. That's self-forgiveness in action. Now imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. You put in the effort, practiced relentlessly, but then, nerves hit hard. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and suddenly you feel like everything is crumbling around you. It happens to the best of us. But instead of spiraling into self-criticism, take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous, everyone does. You've got this. Focus on your message, connect with your audience, and remember that even if things don't go perfectly, you can learn from the experience and come back stronger next time. Remember, being kind to yourself is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our imperfections, forgive ourselves for past mistakes, and show up with compassion each day. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, starting with yourself. So go out there, embrace your humanity, and practice that self-compassion like the badass you truly are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of self-love. And if you want to keep the conversation going, join me on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and stories. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.